Good afternoon. It's always wonderful to be here.
大家好，咁我都开心咧，俾你哋邀请我哋翻嚟同你一齐崇拜啦。
It's always wonderful to share the joyful songs that you sing, because these songs bring really joy to me.
我成日都好开心同你一齐分享啲歌啦，因为我都带俾我好多喜乐。
Well, this summer has been very hot and wet, which makes gardeners and farmers very happy.
咁呢个夏天咧就好熱啦，同埋好潮濕啦，就帶到咧啲農夫啦，同埋啲種花嗰啲咧都會好開心嘅。
So let me start by showing you some pictures of fruits and vegetables, and you tell me if you recognize what you think they are.
咁我喺熒光幕咧，我就俾啲相俾你睇啦，就係啲唔同嘅生果同埋蔬菜，咁你睇下可唔可以認唔認得到咧係咩嘢嚟嘅？咁你睇第一張相咯喎。
Test 1, 2, 3. Ah, very good. Okay, what do you think that is?
咁第一幅相呢幅系咩嚟噶？
番茄系。
呢个番茄嘅。
Okay. 呢个咧？
咁呢幅相咧
？Orange.
呢个系橙嚟嘅。
What about this?
咁呢幅相系咩啊
？Some corn. What about this?
系粟米。这个呢
Kiwi.
这个是奇异果。
What about this?
这个呢
Okay.
这是土来的。
So, how come so strange these fruits and vegetables?
为什么全部蔬菜啊生果啊为什么个样那么特别的
Some of you remember, do you remember what happened in Japan in 2011?
那你记不记得呢当时2011年的时候在日本发生过什么事呢
There was a massive nuclear disaster in Fukushima in their power plant.
咁喺福島個核電站嗰度咧，就有個巨大嘅核災難啦。
So people believe that the contamination of the radiation caused these mutations in these fruits and vegetables.
咁咧，啲人相信咧，就係俾嗰啲核嘅輻射咧，就令到呢啲咁嘅生果同蔬菜咧，就變咗形咯，變曬有啲突變咯。
So knowing this, would you eat the vegetable or fruits?
咁你肯唔肯食呢啲咁嘅蔬菜啊
？Soil quality affects everything we grow.
我哋嗰啲土壤咧，嗰啲質量咧，係會影響係嗰啲生果同埋蔬菜咧係點樣成長嘅。
If you have poor soil, you have poor crop, you have poor health if you eat it.
咁當然啦，如果唔好嘅土壤咧，就會生到唔好嘅蔬菜啦。咁食咗之後咧，就會有唔好嘅健康。
So this afternoon I want to talk about soil。
咁今朝早咧，我就係想同你分享咧土壤咯。
And for a church to grow, for the people to grow, the heart must be fertile。
咁如果一間教會咧係想有啲嗰啲教會嗰啲人咧係想成長咧，咁你個心咧一定咧係好有好豐滿啦。
I'm grateful to hear that your summer camp。Was about this theme of cultivating and growing.
咁我就好开心听到咧，你夏令营一个主题咧，同系类似我哋今日想分享嗰个主题咯。
Luke chapter 8 is a very familiar parable to us about four different kinds of soil.
咁我哋今日咧就会睇下路加福音第八章咧，就系讲解咧有四种唔同嘅土壤啦。
These four soils is really a parable about listening.
咁呢四種嘅土壤咧，係講緊點樣去聆聽主嘅話語。
The way that you listen affects how you relate to God。
咁你點聽到主聆聽主咧，就會影響到你同神嘅關係咯。
Each one of you will fall into these categories, even though you're a Christian。
咁就算咧，我哋有啲人咧，可能已經係基督徒啦，但係我哋咧仍然咧都係會係四種唔同嘅之一。
This parable is not just about salvation。But about how well we hear and listen to God.
咁呢段经文咧就唔系只系讲解我哋点样得救啦，系但系讲紧我哋点样可以聆听主嘅话语。
So the parable begins with a farmer who randomly just scatters seed on the ground.
咁咧就有个呢个经文咧就讲有个农夫就随意咧就撒种喺个地下嗰度咯。
He has no control where they fall, and they fall in four different.Kinds of soil.
咁當然啦，佢就控制唔到嗰啲種子係去到邊度，咁就咧啲種子咧就會係撒咗落四種唔同嘅土壤。
The first one.
咁第一種係乜嘢啊？
A farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell among the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up.
咁第八章嘅第五節就話，有一個撒種嘅出去撒種，撒的時候有落在旁路旁的，被人踐踏，天上的飛鳥又來吃盡。
So some fell amongst the path, and the path is hard, it's firm.
咁咧，有啲種子咧就跌咗落啲路旁嗰度咯，咁啊路旁咧就好堅硬嘅。
And it got trampled upon, and birds ate some of it up.
咁有啲種子咧就被人踐踏，咁嗰啲雀仔咧就食咗啲種子啦。
You would never choose to plant it there, but some seeds fell there.
咁當然啦，你唔會特登係種一啲種子喺個路旁度啦，但係當然你係咁隨意咁撒嗰時咧，就有啲種子咧係會。跌咗落路旁嗰度噶啦。
So what does this represent?
咁呢個代表咩嘢咧
？Let's continue to read.
咁我哋繼續讀咯喎。
Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved.
咁咧，耶穌都講解啦，就係那些在路旁的，就是人聽了道，隨後魔鬼來，從他們心裏。把道奪去，恐怕他們信了得救。
So the soul represents someone who actually hears, but they have no effect on them.
咁依個種子咧，依粒種子咧，就係講解係去到一個人係聽到神嘅話語，但係咧嗰粒種子係對佢咧係完全冇影響嘅。
You hear about God's love, about His grace, but the heart remains unmoved.
咁你聽到咧，神係好愛我哋。是滿有恩典和慈愛，但是我們的心呢，是完全呢，不會感動的。
Some of you have experienced that by telling others, and you wonder, how come they don't understand?
那你們都可能感受過啦，你是傳同人傳福音呢，但是那個人是感受不到為什麼，明白到神是怎麼愛他們的。
This is good news. How come they don't respond?
那這個是福音來的嘛，那為什麼那個人呢，不會回應呢？
It's because the soil is hard.Their hearts are like stone.
就因為咧個土壤就係真係實在太硬啦，佢個心咧就係基本上係關閉咗啦。
So the problem is not the seed. The seed is good.
咁個問題咧唔係粒種子喎，因為粒種子係好噶嘛。
But if your heart is already full, it's closed up. The seed will not sink in.
但係當然我哋個心入邊係好硬，係咪封閉咗咧？就入嗰粒種子咧係入唔到我哋個心入邊嘅。
God is not intrusive.Normally, he will not force his way into your life.
咁我哋嘅神啦，当然唔会夹硬逼我哋去信佢啦，唔会夹硬逼我哋去跟住佢嘅生命嘅方式嘅。
God gives us the gift of freedom to choose to respond to him.
我哋每一日每一个人咧都有自由去选择嘅，去跟住主嘅。
When your heart is ready, that's when the seed will go in and take root.
咁如果我哋心咧係準備好咧，我哋先會能夠讓嗰粒種子咧入我哋嘅心入邊。
A hardened heart will say, "I don't need God. I don't need religion. I don't need church."
咁如果你心好硬咧，你就會好自然話：我唔需要神啦，我唔需要宗教啦，我亦都唔需要教會。
All these things offer me nothing.
咁帶嚟我自己冇益處嘅噃。
I only trust three people in my life.
咁我咧就會信三個人嘅啫。
I trust me, myself, and I.
咁我只係信我自己同埋我自己啦。
When a heart is closed like this, the seed will not take root, no matter how good the seed is.
咁如果我哋嘅心咧係關閉咗嗰時咧，無論嗰粒種子有幾好都好咧，我哋係唔會接受到嘅。
Even if you come to church every single week, if your heart is closed, God will not be able to do His work.
就算你每個禮拜嚟翻嚟教會都好咧，如果我哋嘅心咧係關閉咗咧，神咧唔會喺我哋心入邊咧工作到嘅。
When I was about 10 years old, my mother asked me to begin our very first vegetable garden.
咁我十歲嗰時咧，我媽媽咧就幫我去種第一個個菜園啦。
She gave me a package of string beans and she told me.Plant the seeds.
咁佢就俾咗一包四季豆嘅種子，去嗌佢種佢咯。
It was still early spring, so I had to plant them inside the house.
咁嗰時咧，仲係初時係春天啦，咁就未夠熱啦，咁又就開始種嗰時就種喺屋企入邊咯。
So I filled the tray with dirt and I stuck the seeds inside the tray.
咁我就揾個盆啦，就揾啲土壤啦，就擺一啲種子落去啦。
Every day I watered, I watched, and I waited.
咁每一天呢，每一晚呢，我就淋花啦，我就望住佢，同埋慢慢咁等候。
I did this for a whole week, but nothing was happening.
但過咗一個禮拜呢，依然呢就冇嘢發生喎。
Finally, one day, I saw the seed. It began to grow.
咁終於有一日，粒種子開始有反應嘅咯，就開始見到發芽咯。
I was so excited. It's beginning to grow, but after 2 or 3 days, what happened?
咁梗係我好開心啦，但係過咗兩三日，咁發生咩事啊
？They died.
佢死咗咯。
What was the problem?
咁啊，發生咩事咧？
Some fell on the rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away.
咁第六節嗰時咧就話有落在磐石上的，一出來就枯乾了，因為得不著滋潤。咁第十三節咧。就話那些在磐石上，就是人聽到喜歡喜領受，但心中沒有根，不過暫時相信，及至遇見試煉就退後了。
Just like these seeds on rocky ground, my seeds they began to grow.
咁就好似嗰啲呢度經文咧，就話嗰啲種子喺啲磐石上，咁我自己種子又係就開始又係生長咯。
But after a few days, because my soil was thin, it was shallow. They withered and died.
但因為我啲土壤咧太少啦，就咧嗰啲我啲種子咧就唔夠營養啦，唔夠水分咧，咁就枯乾啦。
New faith, it's always exciting. It's young, but it's delicate.
新嘅信仰咧係永遠係好興奮嘅，但係亦都係好幼嫩同埋好脆弱嘅。
New faith, the roots are shallow. They're not very deep yet.
咁一個新嘅信仰咧。咁嗰啲根可能唔夠深啦，同埋好容易受傷嘅。
So when trouble comes, when hardship comes, often the faith will not last.
咁當我哋遇見到麻煩啊或者困難嘅時候咧，咁我哋信仰咧可能咧唔會長久嘅噃。
You begin to question God, you begin to doubt God, and your faith will fade away.
咁我哋咧甚至咧會質疑上帝啦，會問下究竟神存唔存在啦，同埋我哋漸漸咧就冇咗我哋嘅信仰啦。
That's why it's important to know hardship, difficulty, and suffering. It is part of the Christian life.
但我哋要明白咧，我哋遇见困难同埋痛苦咧，系我哋做基督徒咧，每一个人咧都会正常去遇见到嘅。
So when your faith is tested, your faith becomes strong. It becomes resilient.
但系当我哋面对呢啲咁嘅挑战嗰时咧，我哋嘅信仰咧会更加嘅强壮啦，同埋更加有弹力嘅。
And this is one reason it's important to connect to be.A part of a community, so we can be supported and encouraged.
咁所以咧，我哋咧都要需要喺个群体入边啦，要互相咁支持咧，同埋鼓励，咁我哋嘅信仰咧先会继续去成长嘅。
Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. The seeds that fell amongst the thorns stands for those who hear.But as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature.
咁第七節咧就話，有啲種子咧就落在荊棘裏的，荊棘一同生長，把它擠住了。第十四節，那落在荊棘裏的，就是人聽了道，走開以後，被今生的思慮、錢財、宴樂擠住了，便結不出成熟的籽粒來。
So this is the third listener. This person hears and understands.
咁呢个就系第三种嘅听者咯。呢个人咧就系听到嘅道，亦都系明白嘅。
The heart is open. The seed takes root and it begins to grow.
咁个心咧系打开嘅，系开放嘅，咁咧系有生到根嘅。
But as time goes on, the connection with God becomes disconnected.
但系咧，渐渐咧，时间过咗之后，呢个人咧就系失去咗同上帝嘅联系。
And it says you become distracted by the thorns that begin to choke you。
咁就话就会啲荆棘咧，同埋啲野草咧，就令到我哋分心咯。
Notice the three distractions that are represented here.
咁咧就有三种唔同嘅杂念啦，或者分心啦。
First of all, there is worry.
咁第一就有忧虑啦。
Number two, there is money.
咁第二就有钱财啦。
And number three, there is pleasure.
咁第三就系乐趣啦。
Sometimes some of you may say, I have trouble hearing God.
咁有啲人咧就会话我。好难听到神嘅嗰把声。
I don't really know how to follow him.
我唔系好明白点可以跟随佢。
Well, it could be one or more of these things.
咁有好可能咧，就系你俾咗其中呢度嘅嘢咧，系又令到你自己分心咯。
Likely one of them is distracting you, and you can't hear God.
咁佢就令到你分心啦，咁当然你就听唔到神嘅嗰个把声啦。
Let's take one example. Let's take number two, the example of money.
咁不如我哋用一個例子好冇啊？我哋用第二個例子就係錢財。
What happens when you don't have enough money？
咁我哋唔夠錢嗰時，我哋會點啊
？You worry。
咁梗係你會擔心啦。
But what happens when you have lots of money？
但如果你有好多好多錢咁，又點啊
？You still worry。
你依然都係會擔心嘅。
So what about seeking pleasure and possessions？
咁如果講緊係追隨嗰啲啊樂趣啊，同埋財產呢
？Why do some people often consume and buy so many things？
點解有啲人咧咁中意成日都咁樣消費啊，買好多好多嘢啊
？Often because we want to compare ourselves to that other person。
因為好多時咧，我哋好中意咧同人去比較嘅噃。
You want other people to recognize you because you have a brand name something。
咁咧，我哋好想人哋咧留意到我哋着咩衫啊，有咩名牌咁样噃。
But remember, that thing that you have is only valuable to you because you saw someone having it.
但系你要记得，你觉得嗰样嘢宝贵啫，系因为你见到人哋有你冇，所以先觉得系重要嘅。
So you say to yourself, "Wait till that person sees me with my brand new ring."
咁可能你同你自己讲我哇，等下人哋睇下我自己嗰粒有我有只戒指嗰时咧，我就俾人睇下我有几威咯。
So you go out and you buy that brand new shiny ring.
咁你就出去就买只好新嘅戒指啦。
And you want people to come close to you and see your beautiful ring.
咁你就特登咧就嗌啲人去埋嚟睇下啦，我只戒指有几靓啊。
And when they see your ring so nice, it makes you feel so good.
咁当人哋睇到你只戒指有几靓嗰时咧，就会觉得你自己好威啦。
And then you push them away so other people can see your beautiful ring。
咁个人睇够咧，你就嗌佢行开啲，俾第二个人睇咯。
Why do we do this？
咁点解我哋要咁嘅咧
？It is a strange way of behaving。
你唔觉得呢个系好奇怪嘅咩
？So this is the behavior of arrogance and insecurity。
但当我哋咧系有时好骄傲啊，或者甚至系冇安全感嗰时咧，我哋就会咁样嘅去生活噶啦。
Having all of these things will never make you happy。
但我哋要明白咧，我哋虽然就算得到咩都好咧，呢啲嘢系唔会令我哋开心嘅。
Only Jesus really can give us a true source of joy and happiness。
只系主耶稣咧，先能够俾到我哋真正嘅生命嘅意义啦，同埋喜乐。
Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than what was sown. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, those who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce crop.
咁就第八节，又有落在好土里的，生长起来，结实百倍。第十五节。那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实良善善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
So、finally, we have a fourth type of listener.
咁咧，我哋咧就会有第四种嘅听者咯。
This listener is ready, receives God's word with joy.
咁呢个人嘅心咧系打开嘅，系开放嘅，系领受主嘅道，同埋咧系好开心嘅。
So this listener hears the word, the seed takes root, and it begins to grow. Not just grow, it flourishes and multiplies.
咁咧，呢个人听到主嘅道嗰时咧，就嗰粒种子就喺心入边咧就结有根啦，同埋结好多好多嘅果嘅。
And this is the kind of listener we want to be.
咁呢个咧就系我哋应该想要做嘅听者啦。
This is the kind of church that people will want to be a part of.
咁当我哋每一个都系咁咧，啲人会睇到我哋教会就有几兴旺啦。
But we need to be a church that allows God to cultivate people.
咁咧，我哋都要让我哋嘅教会咧，能够俾神去继续去培养我哋所有嘅人。
But in honesty, many churches today are going through difficult challenges.
但系咧，好多唔同嘅教会而家咧系面对紧好多唔同嘅挑战。
People are saying our church is shrinking.
咁有啲人咧就话我哋咧间教会咧越嚟越少人。
People are no longer coming to Christ.
甚至啲人唔会受浸啦，唔信神啦。
Where are our children going?
我哋啲仔女去晒边咧
？Why are young adults leaving our church?
点解啲年青人都走晒咧？
As believers, we don't want to lose the future generations.
咁當然我哋一間教會唔想冇咗我哋下一代啦。
Our children, the young people, are the future of our church.
因為我哋下一代就係我哋教會嘅將來。
There's a Chinese proverb which goes like this.
咁有個中國嘅言語就咁講咯。
If you plan for 1 year, what do you grow?
如果你再計劃一年。你要种什么？种咩呢
？We grow rice。
咁就系种米咯。
But if you're planning for 20 years, what then must you grow？
咁如果你系谂住种20年嘅嘢，咁你谂住种咩呢
？Trees。
咁种树咯噃。
So, if you are planning for centuries, what do you grow?
咁如果你想种一样嘢系种成百年嘅，你会种乜嘢咧
？Children
就系孩子咯。
If we want this church to grow beyond this generation, we must invest in our future, in our children.
咁如果咧，我哋想我哋教会继续去成长咧？我哋要用多啲時間去培養我哋下一代嘅年青人。
It is good that we give our children much activity, sports and math and music and dancing.
咁當然啦，如果我哋培養佢做體育啊、跳舞啊、音樂啊、計數啊，呢啲全部都係好嘅。
But most importantly, we need to nourish their hearts and souls to love God.
但係最緊要咧，我哋要培養佢哋嘅心啦，同埋個靈咧去愛神。
I know that you here have been doing a very, very good ministry to young children.
咁我知道咧，你教会咧有好多唔同嘅年青人嘅事工啦。
I know for myself, I would not be a Christian if it were not for my own church.
如果我细个时咧都冇接触到教会咧，我都唔会做咗基督徒嘅。
Way back in 1979, we did not have a church building. We had no youth pastor.But there were loving people who surrounded me.
咁嗰時咧，1979年啦，我哋間教會係冇我哋自己一間教會啦，冇間教堂啦，係我哋亦都冇一個年青嘅牧師啦。但係我見到好多好多嘅人咧，係好愛互相愛對方嘅。
They saw the future in the children.
佢哋亦都係見到咧，佢哋將來嘅教會嘅下一代咧係好重要嘅。
So let me tell you a story.
咁我就同你分享一個故事咯噃。
I have an unusual hobby of collecting knives.
咁咧，我咧就有一个嗜好咧，就系好中意咧，就系去储埋嗰啲腰刀嘅。
This knife, my grandmother gave me.
咁呢把刀咧系我阿嫲或者我阿婆俾我嘅。
I grew quite fond of this knife to keep in my pocket.
咁咧，我就好中意把刀啦，所以我就每天咧都带住落我袋入边嘅。
Later that summer, my parents sent me to the church to learn Chinese classes.
咁嗰年咧，个夏天咧，我父母咧就送咗我去教会学中文。
And the classes were on Saturday morning.
咁嗰时咧，学中文系星期六朝头早嘅。
And what young boy enjoys going to church to learn Chinese on Saturday morning?
咁有边个细路仔中意翻教会星期六朝头早学中文呢？
I did not like it, so I was not a very good student.
咁當然我唔中意啦，所以我都唔係好留心去聽課嘅。
And in my home, 我係講台山話嘅。
咁我屋企係講台山話噶嘛，點可以學廣東話咧
？It was difficult.
咁梗係好難啦。
One of my teachers, her name was何太。
咁我个老师咧个名咧就叫做何太咯。
She was a very good teacher, but a very strict teacher.
咁何太咧一个好好嘅老师咧，但系佢都系好严格嘅。
She was very strict on me and all of the students.
咁佢对所有嘅同学咧，同埋尤其是我咧，个要求系好高噶噃。
I didn't like the classroom. I preferred to be in the backyard of the church.
咁當然啦，我唔中意喺個課室入邊啦，我寧願喺個教會嘅後邊嘅後院嗰度喎。
And in the back of our church, there was a small tree, and it was easy to climb.
咁教會嘅後院咧，就有一棵好矮嘅樹，咁好容易咧就可以爬上去喎。
So every chance I got, I would go to the backyard and climb up the tree.
咁如果我有機會咧，我一定會爬上呢棵樹。
So I'm high up in the tree, and I'm up there, and I noticed someone down there was looking at me.
咁一日咧，有一日咧，我就爬上棵树，跟住咧，我望落去嗰时咧，我就见到有个人咧就望住我。
I looked down, it was 何太 looking at me。
咁我望落去啦，就见到何太咧就翘住手去望住我。
She said nothing。
咁又冇讲嘢。
But I knew it's time to come down。
但我知道我应该落翻嚟啦。
So carefully I climbed down and I felt something slip out of my pocket。
咁我就慢慢落翻棵树啦，但我感觉到我袋入边咧有啲嘢削紧落嚟。
My knife had fallen at the feet of 何太。
咁我把刀就系跌咗落何太嘅脚前面。
And I thought, oh no！
咁我就话，唉，死啦今次。
This is 真系啊死啦。This is the last time I would ever see my dear knife。
咁今次一定咧，我就係最後一次見到我把刀啦。
And this is the last time I'll ever come to church。
同埋甚至咧，可能咧，我以後都翻唔到嚟教會啦。
So looking at me, she opened the knife and she said, "You carry a knife too?"
咁佢就攞起把刀望住我，問我：你都帶住把刀嘅咩
？And she caught me. I didn't know what to say。
咁佢就望住我，我亦都唔知道點樣反應。
To my surprise, she said nothing。
但系好特别咧，就系佢冇讲过嘢咯。跟住
，end of conversation。
咁我哋嘅对话咧就完咗咯。
She handed the knife to me and went inside the church。
咁佢就俾翻把刀俾我，咁就转身就入翻间教会啦。
I was stunned。
咁我就好惊讶啦。
I didn't know what to say。
我真系唔知道讲乜嘢。
She just gave me the knife, turned around and went in。
佢只系俾翻把刀。就拧住面就入翻教会啦。
No lecture。
佢又冇教训我。
No suspension。No telling the pastor。No telling my parents。
佢又冇嗌我停课，亦都冇话俾牧师听啦，又冇话俾我父母听。
In hindsight, I saw 何太's wisdom。
但我望翻转头，我见到何太嗰个智慧喺边度。
She saw something。
佢喺我生命度见到啲嘢。
She saw a mustard seed of faith forming inside my heart。
佢見到咧一粒嘅屬靈嘅小芥菜嘅種子咧喺我內心度已經發緊芽啦。
She saw something I did not even know was there。
佢見到嗰樣嘢咧係我自己都唔知道喺度嘅。
She saw it but did not want to trample on it。
就係因為佢見到依樣嘢咧，佢就唔想踐踏依粒種子。
But what if she did not let me go？
但如果佢唔放過我咁點啊？
What if she lectured me and called my parents and told me I brought a knife to church?
如果佢又教訓我啦，又話俾牧師啦，又打俾我父母，咁又點啊
？If she did that, there is a good chance I would resent her. I would resent my parents. I would never come back to church.
咁可能咧，如果咁樣發生咧，我就會好憎佢啦，亦都唔會想翻教會啊，亦都唔想去想同牧師傾偈啊，亦都最終咧，我都唔會變做基督徒。
But after that day.I didn't mind coming to church.
但系过咗嗰次嘅经历咧，我就唔介意翻教会咯。
I still was able to climb the tree.
我每次翻到嚟咧，都依然可以擒上一棵树。
何太 still goes to my church.
而家何太咧，仲系翻我间教会嘅噃。
I told you this story, and one day I will tell this story to my boys.
咁我而家同你今日分享呢个故事啦。咁有一天咧，我都会同我两个仔咧一齐去分享呢个故事嘅。
I will tell them the reason I became a pastor was because a wise woman let me keep my knife.
咁咧，我就会话俾我啲仔听咧，就话我做牧师嘅原因咧，系因为有一个好有智慧嘅老师咧，令我俾我去 keep 住咧，去留翻住我把刀嘅。
our children, our young people are precious. We need to nurture their heart.
咁我哋每一个小朋友咧都系好宝贵嘅，我哋一定要培养佢嘅心。
I know it takes a lot of time.
我知道系需要好多好多嘅时间。
Lots of effort.
我哋好坚持去特登咁做嘅。
Lots of driving, lots of pizza, lots of noodles, lots of everything.
我哋可能要成日氹佢食嘢，俾啲面佢食啦，俾啲糖佢食啦。
Looking and seeing your church, I know that you have a heart for children and young people.
咁我睇到你间教会，我知道你哋咧系摆好多心机咧，留啲小朋友同年青人度嘅。
We have to trust that God is the sower. He is the master heart surgeon.
咁我哋都要系相信咧，神咧系继续会撒种啦。咁佢咧又系一个熟练嘅心脏嘅医生嘅。
Not only does he plant the seed, he will tend the soil.
佢唔单止去种粒种子，佢亦都会咧去培养咧去栽培嗰啲土壤嘅。
When you give yourself to God, He begins to give you a new heart. He shapes that heart.
如果我哋肯去开放我哋嘅心俾神咧，神咧系一定会俾我哋一个新嘅心嘅。
He will soften your heart so you will long for him.
佢帮我哋软化我哋嘅心，等我哋可以渴望佢，渴望佢。
There's a promise in Ezekiel 36.
以西记书咧第36章第26节咧就话
：I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh.
咁就26节咧就话：我也要赐给你们一个新心。将新灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
This is God's promise when we trust in Him.
咁当我哋如果肯相信佢咧，呢个神呢个系俾咗我哋应许嚟嘅。
Your hearts explode in thankfulness because you experience what God has done for you.
咁我哋咧会经历到咧，我哋心入边咧又满有喜乐啦，会感谢咧同感恩。
This is a natural response to love to.Express our love.
咁我哋好自然咧，就经历到神嘅爱嗰时咧，我哋亦都好自然咧去爱别人。
In closing, I want to show you an example of love.
咁我哋结束嗰时咧，我想俾你一个例子，咩叫做爱
？I want to show you a short video which some of you may have already seen.
咁我就会放一个影片啦，一个短片啦，就系你可能咧系见过嘅。
But I think it's a good illustration of love received, love given.
咁我覺得係一個表達到咧咩叫做去接經歷過愛同埋點樣可以回應去俾愛俾別人嘅。
咩鬼啊？
Our hearts, no matter how hard it is changed when it experiences sacrificial love.
无论一个心有几硬都好咧，当我哋遇见到去感受到咩叫做牺牲爱咧，系一定会改变嘅。
And Jesus has done this for all of us.
咁主耶稣系已经示范咗点样去牺牲咁爱人。
2,000 years ago, he died on the cross for our sins.
喺2,000年前，佢就为咗我哋嘅罪死喺十字架上。
And he continues to love and give his sacrifice to everyone.
今日就继续系咁牺牲嘅爱我哋。
And when we receive that, our normal natural response is to give back.
咁如果我哋经历到嘅一个正常嘅回应咧，就系去爱翻别人。
So this is my prayer for your church.
咁呢个就系我为你哋嘅祷告啦。
My prayer is you'll continue to love each other and to grow disciples.
我希望你哋能够去爱对方同埋去栽培。
Can I ask you to do three simple things?
咁我可唔可以嗌你记住三样嘢啊
？Very simple. Listen.
第一就系学得去聆听。
Trust.
第二就系相信。
And serve.
同埋去侍奉。
Listen, trust, serve.
聆听、相信同埋侍奉。
And as you do this, God will continue to bless you.
咁如果我哋系忠心去做呢三样嘢咧，神会继续去祝福我哋嘅教会嘅。
Let us pray.
我哋祷告。
God, we are thankful for Good Shepherd, and this is a fertile church.
天父，我哋好感谢你喺呢度嘅呢间教会度工作。
We're thankful that your people have listened, heard, and responded to your love.
我哋好感谢每一位都可以聆听到你把声，同埋都学得去回应你。
And they've experienced your goodness and love.
咁每一位都领受过你嘅美善同埋你嘅爱。
And as they have received that, they will continue to share that love and tell others about the good news of Jesus.
咁求你每一位，当佢哋经历到你嘅爱，佢哋都可以能够去回应你，同埋去爱别人。
I pray they will see the blessings of multiplication and new fruit and people coming to you.
咁我求你去帮佢哋继续去结果，同埋去吸引唔同嘅人去继续去跟随你。
May they all continue to be good soil and fertile soil.
就求你每一个人都可以做一个好土壤。
We all and trust in your word this morning in Jesus' name.
我哋每一位都相信你嘅话语，奉主名求。
Amen.